नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम
नमो भगवते
हरे कृष्ण Our obeisances unto Vasudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Hari Hari. Hari Hari Gaura Hari. Hari Hari. Vasudevaya. Udupi Krishna is also Vasudev. Yes? Son of Vasudev is Vasudev. Udupi Krishna is Bal Krishna, son of Vasudev, that Bal Krishna, little Krishna, little Krishna is son of Vasudev. Then Balaram is also, we also have not just one but two Vasudevas here. Not only Krishna is Vasudev, Balaram is also Vasudev. Son of Vasudev is Vasudev. Then they are both sons of Vasudev, so they are both Vasudev. And then in the middle, Subhadra also. The daughter of Vasudeva and Devaki, our obeisances unto Krishna jinka naam hai, Gokul jinka dham hai, aise Sri Bhagavan ko barambar pranam hai. So, yesterday I was reading Mahabharata, something from one passage from that reading that I did. I thought of sharing that with you today. Is that okay? It says, it's a dialogue, it's a question-answer format. Yaksha and Yudhishthir Maharaj Samvad. Probably you have heard that from before. Kim Ascharyam? That's one of the questions. What is the most wonderful thing in this world? Kim Ascharyam? And there's answer like that. Many, many questions were raised, and perfect questions were asked, and perfect answers were given by Yudhishthir Maharaj. The quick answers, quick question, quick answer. You like that? And this dialogue happened in Kamvan, in Vrindavan, on a bank of one lake. Which, well, Varuna claimed, oh, that is my lake. So while five Pandavas during their exile resided in Kamvan, Vrindavan. One day during very hot summer season, you just are getting out of it. Nakul was sent to fetch water, or he was sent to hunt. Get that deer, get that deer, Yudhishthir Maharaj said. And Nakul was the first one to try his luck. And as he was chasing after this deer, running and running, after some time, well, he couldn't catch up with deer. Deer disappeared, and he had ended up on the bank of one lake there. And he was thirsty, and he wanted a drink. Water was right there. And as he was about to drink, he heard. First, he had to answer my questions. And if you disregard what I'm saying, did not pay attention, and you did go for the water before you answered to my questions, you would be dropped dead. So Nakul, well, looked around. There was no one. And he was very thirsty. He did go for the water, and he died. Four brothers were waiting. Yudhishthir Maharaj sent, "Okay, Sahadeva, you go next." He ended up on this bank of the same lake. Similar voice he heard. He also was very thirsty. He did not care for giving answers to the questionnaire. And he died. And then Arjun ended up, and Hari, he ended up leaving his body, and so did Bhima. Then finally Yudhishthir Maharaj had to come to find out what is going on here. Why are they not returning? Where have they gone? What has happened to them? And as he found out what had happened to them, there were no wounds, there was no one around, they were not hurt, but they were dead. But he thought he would drink water first and then do the further investigation. But as he was also ready, about to drink, there comes the voice, unembodied. There is no body, nobody around, but the voice he heard. So, if you don't answer my questions, then you know what the destiny is awaiting you. So he dropped the water. He did not want to be dropped dead. He dropped the water. Okay, go ahead. And there were many, many, many questions. Short questions, short answers. We will run through some of those. Who makes the sun rise? And that person who was asking this question was Yaksha. Was not visible, but questions were. The God. God replied, Yudhishthir Maharaj. Right answer? God is a creator. He's a generator, he's operator, he's a destroyer. G-O-D they call. G-O-D, G for generator. O for operator. O, D for destroyer. Three of them together. It's a team effort. So the whole world is operated by God. So, natural and the correct answer is God makes the sun rise, God makes sun set, and mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sachara achara. Krishna has also said that in Bhagavad Gita. I control the wanderings of all the creatures and all the beings and all that is around. So some may say, oh, it's a nature. And nature is doing it. It's nature. It's a nature. But then question is, whose nature? And God says, Maya Dhyakshe. I am. Well, nature is also called Maya. Mama Maya. Krishna says, Mama Maya. Whose Maya? Whose nature? Mama Maya. And Maya Dhyaksha. I am the Adhyaksha. And I am the superintendent. So, everything is governed by God. Where is the truth captured? Is the next question. Answer is in the Vedas. You want to know Vedesha Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyaha Vedanta Krit Vedavit. Lord also said the Veda. Veda means knowledge. So, and the truth knowledge, the true knowledge. And where do you find? You find in the Vedas. Hari Hari. We'll move faster. We could comment and then we could only deal with one question tonight. What makes one Brahman? The next question. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, understanding the Veda. By understanding the Veda, one becomes Brahman. And that person, knowledgeable of the Vedas, he is a Brahman. Not one who is born in a Brahmin family is not a Brahmin. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Veda paathat bhavet dvijaha. By studies of the Vedas, one becomes vipra, the learned, the Brahmin. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasha, not janma karma vibhagasha. Or just because you have, your name is Chaturvedi, in North India you will find Chaturvedis means those who know the four Vedas are called Chaturvedis. There are three Vedis, there are Dvivedis also, all these names are there. But most of them are Nirvedis. What to speak of the knowledge of the Vedas? They would not be able to say what are the names of the Vedas. They will struggle to even name those four Vedas. What to speak of knowing the contents of the Vedas, the knower of the Vedas. And person in Hari 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 Gaura. when is a man who is alive considered to be dead? When man is alive, he is alive, but then considered dead. When? Answer is, when he does not share his wealth with gods, guests, servants, animals, and ancestors, then he is what? Is dead. Tena tyaktena bhunjita. So you take only portion that you require. Ishavasham idam sarvam yatkincham jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita magrada kasyatvidhanam. This is Ishavasya principle. According to that, you just take what you need, and the rest you share with other children of God. You are not the only one around. There are so many of them. So then you, Atithi Devo Bhava, you have a sign at the door, but no more. There used to be signs, Atithi Devo Bhava. If you are Atithi, please come, you are welcome. We will worship like God and serve you like God. We'll give you gifts and charities. But now the signs have changed and you find, be aware of dogs. Don't come in, stay away. So, then those residents are dead because they are not sharing their wealth with guests and gods and animals also. What is the faster than the wind? Anyone wants to guess? Mind. Hey, you got it. This corner. Faster than the wind. Vayoriva sudushkaram. Arjuna also said that in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna pramati balavadhridam. So flickering and so much obstinate, very difficult to conquer, and moving hither and thither. Now he's here, could go to Bangalore and shuttle back and forth and go to London, go to Holland, go here, go there, go all around and round. Faster. The wind cannot go to Bangalore from Mangalore just like that. But mind could go faster than wind. Hence, it causes a lot of trouble. This moving mind. What is more numerous than grass? Thoughts, thinking. Is more numerous than grass. You know how much is a grass? Grass is everywhere. Grass is everywhere. More in quantity, more numerous, multiple numbers are the thoughts. They all crisscross, all the time, go round and round. Like sometimes the sunny day, the sun is coming through window and the dust in the air, you see so many particles coming in, making rounds, going out. You've seen? So mind is thinking, feeling, willing are the functions of the mind. That mind, which is also faster than the wind, also thinks, and those thoughts are numerous, so numerous. And most of them are useless. And they're stored in us, life after life after life. We have accumulated so many thoughts. Even in the sleep we think. But then Lord says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya zimam. Namaskaru, think of me only. So that's a task then. Out of all those numerous thoughts, only thoughts related with Krishna, the Lord, we should be allowing them to settle, make them our property, and others, Neti, Neti, you get out of here, you get out of here, get out of here. Hari, Hari. The high thoughts, well, simple living and high thinking, only high thoughts. Valuable thoughts, spiritual thoughts, Krishna conscious thoughts. That's high thinking, simple living, high thinking. But that is not the case, unfortunately, these days. Living is high, and thinking is? Low thinking or no thinking? Just today I was reading, just do it. Means do not even think, just do it. Think after, you may think later on, just do it. So that's the lifestyle. Do it and then think later. So people are simply living. Instead of simple living, they are simply living. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As we say this and hear with attention, then the right thoughts would be given rise to by the chanting. And other thoughts would be settled or discarded. And this is how Cheto Darpana Marjanam, all the dirty thoughts, low thinking, is cleansed. Gopis were known for only thinking, remembering Krishna, thinking about Krishna. never forgetting, never low thoughts. They were known for this. What is more valuable than gold? Nothing. How could anything be more valuable than gold? Someone may question. But there's an answer. Answer is knowledge. Knowledge is more valuable than gold. But then the people, they think the gold is most valuable. And then the knowledge that they acquire is to do what? To acquire gold. You get that point? Money-making knowledge, not man-making knowledge. Money-making. I will acquire knowledge, I will become MBA, I will become... Here they become doctors. Engineers, money making. The goal is money making, gold making. So again, that knowledge, acquired knowledge too, with the aim of acquiring gold, acquiring wealth, acquiring money, that is not knowledge. Answer here is, what is more valuable than gold? The answer to that question is knowledge. But then which knowledge is a big question. Not the knowledge which we acquire these days. We teach and learn in all the universities, in the schools and colleges these days, is not the knowledge that Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking about. The knowledge with which you acquire, in fact, Krishna. Krishna acquiring knowledge. Knowledge to acquire Krishna. And once you acquired Krishna, that is more than a gold. Gold, that Lakshmi. Once you have Krishna, then Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Brahma Sevyamanam. With Krishna comes so many Lakshmi Sahasra. Millions of Lakshmis also come along, and you acquire all that. Lakshmi and Narayan you acquire. So that knowledge one should acquire, and that is more valuable than this mundane gold. Lostavat, lostavat paradravyeshu. Atmavat sarva bhuteshu, matravat paradareshu, ya pashyati sa panditaha. Says, that person is knowledgeable. That person is learned. One who thinks, oh, that gold is just a matter. Hari Hari. It's just a stool. Color of the stool and the color of gold, some similarities there. So, what is more desirable than wealth? Yes? Not go that far. This is middle path. This is Mahabharata. This is not Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita. Health. Health is more desirable than wealth. What good is wealth if you don't have good health? Right? That's why some of you have come all the way from Holland. Acquire some health. And health should be acquired, not to be taken for granted. As you acquire, endeavor to acquire wealth, similarly one should endeavor to acquire health. Then, health is not just health of the body, it's a health of body, mind, soul. This is our self. So when we talk of health, or when Yudhishthira Maharaj is also talking, thinking, answering that health as the answer, he is not thinking of the health of the body also, or the mind. Healthy mind. The sick mind makes sick body. Ayurveda teaches. This is a very foundational principle of Ayurveda. First your mind gets sick and then the gross body. Keep the mind fit. Keep mind healthy. And if the consciousness is contaminated, consciousness of the soul is not healthy, then the mind is not healthy, then the body is not healthy. So ultimately it depends upon the health of the soul, and the consciousness of the soul. Hari Hari. Most desired form of happiness is contentment, santushta, satisfied. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. To be satisfied. Which is very difficult. If you could say so, yeah, I'm satisfied. I'm okay. I'm satisfied. That is the most desired form of happiness. Santushta. People are just not satisfied. And so this contentment, this is means self-satisfaction. Means Atmaram. Atmaramasya munayo. Atmaram. Self-satisfied. So a person could only be content, attain contentment, when he is solely satisfied. He is Atmaram. He is taking Aram. Happiness in Atma. Atma may Aram. He's also taking Paramatma may Aram. Aram, happiness from Paramatma, from Bhagavan. So he's satisfied. To attain such a status, the Tatas and Birlas are not even. They are beggars. They want more. They want more. They want more. They want more. Not satisfied. In Krishna consciousness, you could be satisfied. Soul is satisfied. Then the mind is satisfied. Body could also be satisfied and kept happy with just few needs. What measures a man? Good man, bad man, how to evaluate, how to judge. A man. Answer is his conduct. It's also called charitra, his character. When character is lost, they say everything is lost. Money is lost, nothing is lost. Health is lost. Something is lost. They say this is a common knowledge like this. But when character is lost, then everything is lost. The character, the conduct. His dealings, his behavior. First, you judge that person by his conduct, by his character. Hari Hari. This Krishna consciousness movement is busy making men of character. Or quality people, quality human beings. Not just reduce the number of human beings, that would not help. But increase the quality of those human beings. And there is no problem, even if there are lots of human beings, more and more human beings, if they are good charactered people. So this is program of Hare Krishna movement. Men of good character. Krishna consciousness means clean consciousness, clean conduct. What is mercy? What is mercy? This is a question. Wishing happiness to all. Hari Hari, you are with us? Sarve sukhina bhavantu. That's a thought. Sarve santu niramayaha sarvani bhadrani pashantu na kvachit dukbhag bhavet. Sarvani bhadrani pashantu. Thought like this. This is being merciful. This is being kind. Kind to all. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Sarve santu niramaya. Amaya means disease. Let everyone be free from diseased condition. I was invited to open one hospital opening ceremony. And I recited this verse and I was explaining also. Let everyone be free from sickness, disease. The owner says, "Oh, what about my hospital? You are praying that no one, let everyone be free from the disease. What about my hospital?" So he was not very kind. What is the only thing man can conquer or should conquer? Answer is his own mind. And this is lifetime mission. Conquer the mind. Conquer the mind. Control the mind. Which is most difficult thing to do in the world, to conquer the mind. Hari Hari. Atmaiva Atmana Bandhu Atmaiva Ripuratmana, Krishna says. Atma could be your friend also, but Atma could be your worst enemy. So do not think your enemy is Pakistan is your enemy, or that one is my enemy. No. Your enemy is your mind. Or your enemies are six enemies: kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, matsarya. Are your enemies, and they all work through this mind. They work against you. Kama isha, krodha isha, rajoguna samudbhava. Vidhi enam hi vairinam. Krishna says, Arjun, please note. Vairi enam hi vairinam. Enam hi vairinam. Vidhi enam hi vairinam. This kama is your enemy. The lust is your number one enemy. Prabhupada writes, Mr. Lust. And the Mr. Lust has a junior brother called Mr. Anger. Because kamat krodho vijayate. From kam comes krodh, anger. When the lust is not satisfied, then krodh appears. When the lust is satisfied, lusty desires are satisfied, then you feel good and you become greedy. Kaam, krodh, lobh. Lobh comes into being. Your lusty desires are being fulfilled, your endeavors are becoming successful, there is no obstacle. Then you end up becoming greedy for more and more. But that greed is your enemy. And kaam, krodh, lobh, and then comes mad. You feel intoxicated. I have so much wealth. Oh, I have so much to enjoy. You feel intoxicated. Mad, nasha. When you drink and you drink and you drink and you drink, and then you become intoxicated. So those greedy fellows, they become proud of their possessions. That's called mud, and that's another enemy. And these are all enemies. The lust is enemy, and the anger is enemy. And the greed is enemy, the pride, mad is enemy. Then moha, you are bewildered. That's another enemy, your bewilderment. And finally, kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, matsarya, envy. hatred. So all these enemies work through the mind. So Krishna has warned, this is Atmaiva Atmana Bandhu, Atmaiva Ripur Atmana. So control, conquer this mind, conquer your enemies. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. You may say, oh, you are only raising questions, are there answers? I mean, the answers are all there, okay. So we just found out, mind is your enemy, but then how to conquer? Madan Mohan will help you. May Madan Mohan help you. Madan means, anyway, I think I should go, not say all these things. The demigod in charge of lust is Madan. Kamdev, Kamdev. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. But Lord Krishna could attract, get rid of those calm forces of calm, forces of lust and the other forces. So it's called Madan Mohan. He bewilders, he attracts those cupids, gets them out of the way, get out of the way of my devotee, my practitioner, this sadhak. So as we pray to Madan Mohan, and our prayer is the same, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mama chittam swamadhuryena mama chittam akarshaya. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, this is one of the prayer to that Madan Mohan, to that holy name who is Krishna himself. What is the prayer? Swamadhuryena mama chittam akarshaya. O Lord, by your madhurya, please attract my mind to you. Your madhurya, your venu madhurya, your leela madhurya, your prem madhurya, and your, which madhurya? There are four madhuryas for which Krishna is most famous. Rupa Madhurya is a fourth one. Rupa Madhurya. I'm just saying the names. Just by hearing Rupa Madhurya, immediately we should be thinking of the Rupa, the beautiful Rupa, the form of the Lord. That's why we go to take darshan of Sri Krishna, Udupi Sri Krishna. Beautiful. I was there 2 days ago and it was a wonderful darshan. I cannot get him out of my head. He is still there. Amazing darshan. And then that Krishna plays his flute. Oh, there's another. And gopis go mad when there is a Venu Madhurya, and his Leela Madhurya, and his Prema Madhurya. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, or Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do what? To distribute that Prema Madhurya. That Madhurya Vrindavan, Madhurya Dham, Aishwarya Dham, Vaikuntha Aishwarya Dham, Vrindavan Madhurya Dham, Mayapur Audarya Dham, Audarya, Audarya word comes from Udar. Lord becomes magnanimous, magnanimous, charitable. Krishna becomes most magnanimous. And in Mayapur, he distributes. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema, Krishna Prema Pradayate. And he's distributing Krishna Prema. Patra patra nahi vichar, sthana sthana nahi vichar. Where to distribute, whom to distribute, no discrimination. Lord, everywhere, anywhere, everywhere he is distributing. In what form did he distribute the prema? I already said. Answer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is prema, this is prema, this is prema. Krishna prema in the form of these names. So, then the mind could be controlled, my mind could be made free from the influence of all these enemies. Okay, we should move faster. What when renounced makes one wealthy? What is that you renounce and that makes you wealthy? What a question. Answer is desires. You give up desires and you become wealthy. And you could also early to rise, I was just thinking. Early to rise, early to bed first, early to bed, then early to rise makes man healthy, wealthy, wise. But then early to bed, early to rise is not that difficult. More difficult is early to bed. And that's difficult because of full of desires. Lots of desires to be fulfilled, etc. And then you could get up early morning and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this is what? This is a wealth. Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. This Harinam Sankirtan is dhan. Right? What do you need your dhan, your wealth for? To become happy. So if the holy name made you happy, that must be dhan, that must be wealth. And what really makes you happy is this wealth. Wealth in the form of the holy name. So you get up. Others begin making money at 10 o'clock. But you could begin making money, what time? 4:30 in the morning, early morning, you could begin deposits and increase your bank balance. And make sure it is being deposited. If your mind is attentive, if you're attentively chanting, then it will get in there. But it has all the holes. mind is wandering all over and you did nothing. You just let the mind go. And not focus that on hearing the holy name. Then there are no deposits. Do not increase your bank balance. All those loopholes, holes, should be patched up. And let mind not go elsewhere. Hari Hari. What is the worst disease? The greed. We have gone through this. Different enemies. Disease. Now this is, let's talk of health earlier. Health is even more important than wealth. So, and under health, different sicknesses, diseases. Greed is one disease. It is called enemy, could be called disease, the greed, which keeps everyone busy. Greedy. Okay, you keep running, and as far as you could run, all that land would be yours, your property. Okay, start. The person started running. Okay, 20 acres to go. Or I have 20 acres. He was running. 50 acres. Running. 100 acres. Not enough. Running. He was thinking, okay, I have now 500 acres. But if I run a little more, I could have 550 acres. And if I run more, 575 acres. Oh, a little more, and then I will have 590 acres. And finally he collapsed. And he was so much stressed out. He was taken to ICU. Bye. From where? No one. Most of them do not return. He did not return. And he lost all that 575 acres. This is the greed. This is just to exemplify, this is one way. Greed has no end. Which keeps one busy all life long. More. Hari Hari. So, one thing is greed. Even Mahatma Gandhi, I think, used to say, need is okay, not the greed. One thing is need. There are some basic needs, body's needs, well, some family needs, some needs are there. And one should be happy with the needs, not fall prey to the greed. Greed is a disease. Greed is enemy. Yeah, the survey. Anyway, where's the time? Oops. What is a charity? Helping the helpless. That's the answer. Helping the helpless is charity.
help, 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 help.
So everyone is helpless here in this world. So deha patya kalatra adishu asat saineshu asat swapi. Yudhishthir Maharaj, not Yudhishthir. Sukhdev Goswami said, all those deha, your body, and then apatya, your children, kalatra, wife, etc., all those are the fallible soldiers. They can't help you. Especially when the death comes, no one helped. No one could help you. They are all helpless. And each one is, we all are helpless. So, helping the helpless, and this is the charity. So all human beings are expected to be charitable. Hari Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this. Bharata bhumite manushya janma huila jar janma sarthaka kari kara paropakar. If you have taken birth in Bharatvarsha, then kari kara paropakar. Don't just take, but also give a handout, help others, give help in different forms. And what could Indians give? What is a wealth? How could others be helped? When Srila Prabhupada was in London, he was asked, oh, why have you come? Here. Look here, there's nothing that side. Prabhupada said, you also came to our country. You Britisher, you also came. You are asking why I have come. You also came. Now I have come. But then Prabhupada explained further that you came, or your lords, Lord this, Lord Mountbatten, Lord that, Viceroy this, you came and you, whatever you thought was the wealth, valuable things in our country, you stole, you looted all that. But unfortunately, your lords and viceroys could not recognize the real wealth of our nation. They asked, what is that? Then Prabhupada said, the culture, ancient culture of our country, the knowledge in the Vedas, knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. The holy name is a wealth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So you ask me why I have come. So I have come to do the home delivery of these valuable gifts of our country. Please accept. So Prabhupada, on behalf of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given the most valuable gifts of this Bharatvarsha, Bharata Bhumite, Manushya Janma Huila Jar, Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Paropakar. And Paropakaraya Idam Shariram, says this human form of life is for Paropakar. Paropakaraya vahanti nadyaha, for paropkar only, the rivers carry water. Paropakaraya phalanti vrakshaha. For paropkar only, the trees give fruits. Paropakaraya duhanti gavaha, the cows give abundant milk. This is paropkar. Paropakaraya idam shariram, this sharir, this especially the human form of life, is for paropakar. Hari Hari. And we'll stop with one more item. What is the most amazing thing about the world? What is the most amazing? What are the wonders of this world? What is most wonderful? What is amazing? What is Taj Mahal? Seven wonders. Yudhishthira Maharaj was not far from Taj Mahal. He was in Vrindavan. He didn't think of Agra. In fact, the Agra, the Taj Mahal did not exist also at that time. So there's no question. So he did not say this wonder, that wonder. He said, well, we are only going through this English text here, the original Mahabharata. The answer is Ahani Ahani Bhutani Gachanti Hayamalayam Sheshahasthavaram Ichanti. Ahani, every day, Ahani Ahani Bhutani Gachanti Yamalayam. Every day, every hour, every minute. People leave bodies, the dead eye, go to Yamalayam. But Sheshaha Sthavaram Ichanti. But those who have not died as of yet, they think, oh, I'm okay, I'm here to stay. Sthavaram Ichanti. Somehow they try to cling to their life, thinking, yes, I'm not going to die. Let others die. I have nothing to do with the death. Ataha kim ascharyam param. The counter question was raised by Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said, could there be anything more amazing than this? Ataha kim ascharyam param. Hari Hari. And there are many more. Dialogue continues. But we will end our dialogue here. Hare Krishna.